more this morning here on KNEB Sports. It's been a busy weekend, and really front and center is when you get state championships. I'm talking with Rick Morez, the cross-country coach over at Gearing. Coach, congratulations. You get the girls' state championship, and it's been a great fall. Scottsbluff girls pick up a state title a few weeks ago in golf. We get the girls now over at Gearing with this cross-country title. Tucker Romy finishes second. Shaylee Patton finishes third. Maddie Seiler comes in fourth. I was watching your little video you did with John Clanton, and you thought you might, your goal was to finish top five. You pull it off with the state title. How did this all go down?
You know, first of all, thanks for having me. It's great to be able to have this conversation because it kind of concludes the season, and it reminds us of what we try to do every year, and we try to be successful and we work hard. But you know, for those three to finish the way they did, we talked about it as coaches on the bus. We talked strategy, we talked times, we talked different points of the race that we wanted to do things different. And the biggest thing was to slow those three down a little bit. They're so competitive. They might be too aggressive sometimes. So we wanted to slow them down so that we could maybe start making a move during that second mile. But those three, they're just competitive. And to be on the same team, that's a bonus.
So the strategy that goes into this, a lot of people, myself included, I mean, the strategy that goes into a team concept in a cross-country event in a race has to be pretty intricate, and it has to probably all go to perfection for this to come out the way it did, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. And I made that comment that if we can run a perfect race, we could win it. And the hard piece for me was to tell those three girls, I don't want you to try to win as an individual. I know they wanted to, and I know that that's their goal. Everybody has that goal when you're in a competition. You want to win individually. But I said if we could slow it down a little bit, maybe finish in the top 10, the three of them, we could win as a team. And that's what I was asking them to do, and that was very difficult because I know that's not their style. But they were able to do that. They slowed it down, and it worked out even better for all of us that they could go 2, 3, 4. But there's a lot of that talk that we have in a team concept that people don't really pay attention to with cross country. It just looks like we're out running as hard as we can, but there is some strategy involved, and it worked out great for us.
So what's this say just about your team, these young ladies, their ability to perform on the biggest stage when you get to the state competition to bring some hardware back to the panhandle? Pretty good stuff.
Oh, it's awesome. And the best part of it was the struggles we had throughout the season. We, you know, Maddie Herbel was our number four, and I had said earlier in the year, if we can have a number four finish in the top 40 or top 50, we would have a chance to win. She had some medical concerns at the UNK invite, had a doctor with her for several minutes after the race. She was scared to get back on the course. She was scared to get back out and run again because she thought maybe if that happens again, then what? So we made some adjustments in the middle of the season for her. Anna Rawlings was coming off an illness, and for them to be able to get back on the course and run the way they did, that's something that people will never see. But as a coach and as a team, we truly appreciate what they did for us yesterday.
So you wanted to get a fourth runner to finish top 40, top 50. You wind up with six in the top 55. So
yeah.
The headliners are the ones that go 2, 3, and 4, but it takes all that depth to make this a reality, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, for sure. And I remind those kids every week that we can't win without 1, 2, 3, but we can't win without 4, 5, 6 either. They can't win it by themselves. They can put our team in position, but it takes the other girls having a good race to be able to pull it off. And that might even include our 7 and 8 runners. Without them, our 4, 5, 6 don't have to work hard. They don't have to earn that position. So we were able to put it together as a full team. And obviously that's what you have to do to win. And it worked out well for us.
Boys team finishes 7th, 16th for Peyton Seiler, 19th place finish for Tyler Nagel. What about some of those guys and the job they did this year and yesterday for sure?
You know, I was pretty excited for the boys. My wife and I just talked a little bit this morning that they might get a little overshadowed right now with the girls winning. But I couldn't be more excited for them because they were number 7. And we thought we could be top 10 for sure. And we wanted to be top 8. But again, our goal is top 5. And for them to be in the mix of things, it was pretty exciting. Peyton Seiler didn't start running until the end of August. He had surgery at the start. And I talked to him about being being fortunate enough to even run yesterday, let alone be top 17.
Back to the girls for the top five from the Panhandle. Scottsbluff gets Brooke, or for the top six. Brooke finishes Holsworth number six over at Scottsbluff. She's just a junior. She's been outstanding ever since her freshman year. You had to feel pretty good to see her finish that way because it really just boosts the sport here in our region.
Yeah, and you know what's the best part for us is we have girls like Brooke in the area. We have Regan over in Mitchell. We have the girls from Chadron. And I tell the team all the time, those are some of the top runners in the state. And if we can compete with them, we can compete with anyone in the state. And so we're fortunate to have that kind of quality in the area. And I don't know if people truly appreciate that or if they recognize it because we get overshadowed by some of the bigger sports. But we have some outstanding runners in the area. Sydney has some phenomenal kids. And I say it all the time, if we can compete with them, if we can hold our own with them, we'll be fine when we get to the state meet. And again, you could see with our girls being able to run with Brooke all year and some of the difficult courses we run, it really played out and it benefited us, I think, on the Kearney course.
Gearing cross-country coach, now a state champion coach here in 2019 for the Gearing girls, Rick Morez. Coach, congratulations first and foremost on the major accomplishment for you and the school and the team. And excellent stuff, always great when the Panhandle can be represented at the state competition. So congratulations and appreciate the time here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.